You just have to look at a couple of things. The costly turnovers and the offensive rebounding tonight by Colby.
You know, we played a good first half. The beginning of the third quarter, we started pretty good, and they switched the defense, and we were kind of running away from the ball. Nobody wanted to step up and take care and dribble it for us. We were just making too many costly turnovers with the trap, and, you know, that really – really hurt us, and it capitalized, and they got some easy layups on us. We just got to do better all over the place, you know, rebounding. Mm-hmm. We really talk about rebounding. That's our number two goal of every game, is to rebound. And first half, we gave up way too many offensive rebounds, mm-hmm. free throws, everything.
Did you feel like that maybe your team maybe let up a little bit when the Barton girl picked up her fourth foul?
I don't know. You know, we should have really capitalized on that and really put a lot of pressure on Nolan. She was the only one that really wanted to do anything, and we just couldn't get anything really rolling. And, you know, that we just, you know, we couldn't get Erica open. Brooke was struggling, getting double-teamed. You know, we had some girls step up and get some shots, but ball handling, you know, turnovers, that's just, we just couldn't get past it.
It got a little interesting there early in the first quarter. You're halfway through, you were down 8-2. You call that timeout, and your team really settled down there. And even though they were down by 8 going to the second quarter, that second quarter, I think that might have been the best 8 minutes of defense you guys have played all year.
You know, they had a goal in mind that second quarter, and we really knew what we were doing. Mm-hmm. We were helping. We were getting rebounds. We were doing the little things right, and then that helped us have opportunities to score and get the easy shots that we needed to get. And, you know, we just couldn't ever get that momentum going again in the game.
I don't know if it's the right phrase, supporting cast or the role players, but, you know, I'm going, you know, outside your top two scorers with Erica and also Brooke, but they stepped up tremendously. Kendall Gentry, the big night with 11, and other, you know, Kenzie Metzger backed her game up with 5-6 the last couple of games there with 8 points tonight, and Avery Lewis stepped up big tonight with 9. They all hit some big shots here in this game when really it was Brooke and Erica really struggled scoring at the time.
You know, Colby, every game, you know, we've had that face guarding and double team from those girls. You know, we try to screen, we try to get them open, and we just can't get them open. And we always talk about the other girls. They have to step up and knock some big shots down. You know, Avery drove a couple times. Mackenzie and Kendall were knocking some shots, big shots down. They did a lot of those things, and then we just couldn't keep it going. Their confidence got down a little bit when we lost the ball a few times, but we just got to stay tough. You know, we just keep calling them the role players and the, you know, whatever we want to call them. And they really stepped up. However, you know, they've got to understand they're not role players. They have to be players. They have to do that time in and time out. That's the only way we're going to get people open and winning some games, is people have to step up and have confidence that, you know, I'm not just a role player. I can do this.
Well, we've talked about it a lot here, but, you know, it's just, it's been a season where you guys have, you came in, not a lot of varsity experience other than really Erica and Brooke, and you guys really come in and get better and better. Those players, those sophomores, I'm thinking of the Brindleys, the Kendalls, Mackenzie, Avery, Cheyenne, a lot of those, and Megan as well, they come in and they really stepped up, and we've talked about it over and over again, their confidence as the season went on, and it showed again here tonight that they feel like that they belong and they can play with anybody.
You know, they really are starting to step up, especially these last three games. You know, we've had some big games. You know, we haven't won them all, but they've really started stepping up and understanding that they can play against the bigger teams and that kind of stuff, and they can hold their ground. You know, now we got to have a good summer. We've got to work hard this summer. We've got to figure some things out. And these girls have a bright future, but, you know, it's going to take a lot of time in the gym, working on their ball handling skills, working on their driving to the basket. You know, we got the shots. Now we got to get the rest of the package of the basketball game together.
Well, I have to before we let you go, I got to talk about, you know, your lone senior, Brooke Strine, and she's been your everyday post player from day one. You came in as the head coach, sophomore through season, and what a special run she has, and what a tremendous effort she's had all season long.
You know, she's changed so much since her sophomore year season when I got her. This year, she has had a remarkable year. You know, she posts strong. She powers. She's had so many double-doubles. She's just taking it on herself. You know, even when she gets double-teamed, she's going to try her hardest to get the ball and get those shots and that kind of stuff. And I can't thank her enough. You know, she's going to have a bright future in college and working hard and that kind of stuff. So I just wish her the best, and I thank her from the bottom of my heart. You know, she's been great for us.
All right. Well, thanks again for everything, Coach. You got a fun group of players to be around, and I know that makes it very enjoyable to be around daily when you walk into practice and work hard, and it's been fun watching them and covering them all year. Fun season. It just didn't end the way you wanted it. Thanks again, as always, Coach. It's always great working with you, and I guess we'll see you springtime here, wherever you may be, track, softball, wherever you have to go this spring.
I know, everywhere, that's for sure. No, thanks, Adam, for covering us and all that kind of stuff. We appreciate it all.